We'll do it live.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Carrie Kasem is with us. Nice to see you, dude.
So good to see you. So good to be here.
You know, Marine Land of the Pacific, that's what it was called in San Pedro. Yeah. And I just looked this up. It opened up in 1954. It closed in 1987. And if you go to Google and put in Marine Land, Southern California, you're going to see some of the greatest postcards. If you have great memories of Marine Land when you were a child, some of the great postcards are all in one collection there. Go to Marineland, Southern California, under Google, and hit the first one. And it is an archive there of all these images of Marineland. It just will take you right back to when you know, that place was happening. I can't believe it was open until 1987. That is wild. Wow. All right, crap you have never done here in Southern California. Chris in South L.A., you're on 97.1.
What's going on, Timmy?
Hey, dude.
Oh, man, it's an honor.
Hey, honor's mine, man.
Man. Hey, I tell you, Tim, I had a good one. I have never been to the Long Beach Queen Mary, but while I was sitting here waiting, I thought about it. I've lived down the street from the Coliseum for years, all my life, and I've never been inside of it.
Is that right? How far do you live from it?
Well, right now I live on 42nd in Normandy, which is right down the street, right down King Boulevard.
Well, you know, you can't see the Rams there anymore. You can't see the Raiders.
Yeah, you're right.
Can't see the Bruins. can't see the Dodgers. Can't see the Angels. You can't see anybody there anymore.
Can't see the XFL.
It's concerts, right? Mostly?
It's like concerts, and it's also USC football. But USC almost pulled out of there as well.
You're right.
Yeah, you got to go down and see that. But it also says you've never been to the Queen Mary?
Man, never been to the Queen Mary. And I know they do the Halloween thing up there every year.
We do it down there every year.
Oh, man, dude.
Call us up. We'll get you tickets.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Call us in October.
It's good to talk to you, man.
Yeah, man. Look at you down there at the Coliseum.
All right. Take me out.
All right, dude. Take care of yourself, man.
All right, Timmy.
All right. There he goes, everybody. Chris in South L.A. That's cool. That is weird, though, being you know, within walking distance of a place and never seeing it.
Yeah.
42nd in Normandy. Fairly close.
That is pretty close.
Yeah.
But there's really nothing happening there that
I know, there's like,
would
there's,
make you want to go.
I think there's maybe five USC football games a year, maybe six.
But lots of, I know there's concerts, right?
Concerts, and I don't even think they have motocross there. I don't know what they do with that place.
He was saying XFL?
Yeah, it just sits there. They had a Dodger game there last year, or this year, and back in April. They had 50... Was it? I think it was like 90,000 people showed up for that game.
In the Coliseum?
Yeah.
Why?
The Dodgers played an exhibition game there against, I believe, the Red Sox, which was, I think all the money went to charity.
Oh, I see.
So it sold out. I think 90,000 people showed up for that thing. All right, crap you have never done here in Southern California. Jenna in Orange County, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, guys. What's up?
All right, baby.
Hi, I have lived in Dana Point for my whole life, 20 years. I lived 2 minutes from the beach and never learned how to surf, ever. I've been to the beach about a million times, never learned how to surf.
Wow.
You've never been on a surfboard?
Nope, I've never even touched one.
Jesus Christ.
All my friends learned. My parents told me to go to a summer camp, beach camp, surf camp. I never learned.
Why did you resist?
I don't know. I'm not really scared. I just never learned. I guess I never had the opportunity. I don't know.
Are you a swimmer? Do you swim?
I'm a swimmer. I'm not a strong swimmer. Right. I did junior lifeguards and stuff, but I've never done surfing.
How tall are you?
I'm 5 foot.
And how much do you weigh?
93 pounds.
Oh, she's tiny.
All right, so it's not a sinking issue.
I'm a little one, but honestly, it's not that I never wanted to. I never did.
Oh, boy. Hey, yeah. You got a boyfriend?
Yes, I do.
Does he ever reach over and grab that neck when you finish every sentence with a laugh?
Oh, come on, Tim.
Totally. I don't know. I'm a happy person.
You sound like a happy person.
Yeah.
All right, baby. We're going to give you something for being so happy here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a surfboard.
Look at that,
from Val,
man.
Surf.
Yeah, and surf lessons.
Yeah.
No, we're going to give you a top spin for the Xbox 360. You like the PS3 or the Nintendo and all that stuff?
Yes, right. Awesome.
Well, you're going to play against Maria Sharapova.
Okay.
And all the top tennis pros. For more information, log on to Topspin3. Check out 2ksports.com. Congratulations, baby.
Thank you.
All right, there she goes, everybody.
I wonder if they have one of those Wii's, you know, the Wii, where you can do, if it, Wii surfing.
Well, I bet they do, yeah. Yeah. Get one of those, yeah.
That'd be fun.
But isn't that a little irritating?
The wee thing?
No, ending everything you say with a laugh.
Sometimes it's nerves, especially when you get on the air for the first time. It's nerves. No. Yeah.
Seems like that extended past radio.
Maybe, maybe not. It seems like she was just really happy to be on air and happy to be talking to you.
Yeah,
and
I guess it sounds like she was very comfortable in that.
Maybe she was a little too excited talking cadence. To you.
Hey, speaking of Babu, and she just said that, Adam Sandler's dog's name is Babu. And he was talking about it on Jimmy Kimmel's show last night.
It's Babu?
Yeah.
And Meatball, right? But Meatball's dead?
Meatball died.
Yeah.
But his new dog is Babu. Do you
is
think he got
really?
That? Do you think they? Because the only thing his kid says is Babu.
It's very possibly got it from
is
you.
Is it possible?
It's possible, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Babu! Yeah.
I'm going to bring it in tomorrow. I taped it, the Kimmel
cool.
show last night with
cool.
Adam Sandler.
There's another one, too. Don't they have two?
I don't know.
Yeah, they had Meatball and somebody else.
Matzo Ball.
Matzo Ball.
Oh, Matzo Ball, yeah. And now the third one is Babu. You think that's just a coincidence, Gina?
Absolutely not.
How about that? Trying to take credit for his dog's name.
Hey, you never know.
How about trying to reach for,
you never
for
know.
Like, you know, for importance in life? Like, no, no, no. Adam Sandler's dog is named after some stupid thing I say all the time.
Yeah.
You think I haven't made it? Adam Sandler's dog is named after a saying that I ripped off of a friend.
Oh, yeah, Babu!
Oh, I tell you, I'm such an a-hole.
Oh.
But not a bad a-hole, just a
hey, you never
crazy.
Know, but you never know. Somebody, one of his friends could listen to you. He could listen to you. His wife could listen to you. And Babu kind of just stuck.
That's what my kid says all the time is Babu. You know?
Yeah.
Which means idiot or moron in Italian.
Not really.
Yeah.
Babu.
Yeah. It's great because you call somebody an idiot and they go, oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
You Babu.
Oh, Babu.
Now I get cookies?
What'd you say?
Now I get cookies?
Yeah, now you get cookies, baby.
So cute.
Enjoy yourself.
That's really your daughter.
That's my daughter. She listens to the Alika show all the time.
Yeah, right.
I like some Alikas.
I know you do, baby.
Boy, I like Tom.
Was it Blow Me Up, Tom?
Boy, I like Tom.
Right, I'll blow you up. Here
so
we go.
So cute.
We should have a firecracker sound effect after that. Blow me up, Tom. She loves that Tom Likas show.
Oh, I'm sure.
She does.
Yeah, I'm sure she says, just like my kitty, and listens to the whole show.
She said, take me out with a bong hit. We can't play it on the air anymore because Jack won't let us.
Oh, come on. But Jack won't let you.
Nah, but she said, take me out with a bong hit in the car. And then she also said, dump that bitch, and we can't play it on the air anymore.
Oh, that's too bad.
It is too bad.
That's too bad.
Because Jack said, no, we can't do it on the air because, you know, people get crazy.
She doesn't know what a bong is.
And I said, wait a minute. I said, why are people getting crazy? He said, well, because you got a, you know, a 2.5-year-old saying bong hit on the air. And I said, but it's not a 2.5-year-old. It's my 2.5-year-old. I can tell her what to say. She's mine. She's 2.5.
I'm a bull.
Oh, man. So, all right, we'll get you some cookies there.
Now I get cookies?
Yeah, you get cookies done.
So
all right,
cute.
Let's talk to Frank in Palm Springs. You're on 97.1. Where have you never been, dude?
Hey, Timmy.
Hey.
First of all, Carrie, you are the funnest co-host that Timmy has.
Wow, look at that.
Oh,
she
thanks.
Is fun.
Thank you, Frank.
But I've never been out to the Watchtowers.
I've driven by there. I've never been in them myself. I don't know if can you go on them?
I don't know if you can go on them. I just think it's they're just like two stacks.
Yeah, I've driven past it, but I've never climbed. I don't know if you can climb on it or not.
I'm kind of afraid to get off the freeway out there, but I've never been out there.
Yeah. All right, we'll try to get out there, dude.
Thanks, Timmy.
All right, there he
Bye,
goes,
Frank.
Man. All right, back to Palm Springs. Yeah, heat's gotten to him, I bet. Let's talk to Taryn in Tustin. You're on 97.1.
How you guys doing today?
Hey,
good.
How are you?
I just want to get a good story for you. I've never been to SeaWorld. I lived in San Diego. I was born and raised in San Diego. Never been to Disneyland. Never been to the zoo, the wild animal park, Universal Studios, never been to all that.
Do you have allergies?
No, no. Wow. I've been to Six Flags and Knott's Berry Farm and whatnot, but I've never been to any of those.
Just tried to avoid it, or you've never been invited? You had no desire to see them?
I don't know. Like I never got took as a kid, you know, and I just... I don't know.
Disneyland's
I never got around
fun.
To it.
Yeah.
Disneyland's fun.
Well, your parents should have taken you over there.
They should have. I blame them for that.
Are they still alive?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, get them to take you.
Seriously.
For your birthday.
You sell some shorts on. A little tank top and get out there. Act like a kid again.
Yeah, stuff happens.
All right, man. Thanks for calling. Jeez, that's wild. Never been to any of that stuff.
Especially
have you ever been to the Wild
right
Animal
there.
Park?
Yes.
Have you ever been to the San Diego Zoo?
I do. I can't. When I was a little kid, I can't watch those poor animals in those.
Oh, you can't do that anymore?
It's hard for me. I want to set them free. And the zoos make me cry.
Jesus Christ.
See, now this is what I'm saying, that it's going to be, you got it. Does your boyfriend know all this?
Yeah, I think.
You think
I mean,
he does?
I don't know. We don't talk about going to, the zoo or to the San Diego, whatever that.
Like, let's say
is.
You and this guy had a kid. You got married and you had a kid.
That'll never happen.
Let's say it happens.
You'd have to put me in a coma and impregnate me that way.
Well, that might be his turn on. It's not mine, but it might be something he likes. Mm. If you had a kid and, your boyfriend, what's his first name? Can we start using his first name? Give me an initial. P?
Let's call him the composer.
The composer. All right, the songwriter. Huh. Let's say he wants to take the kid to the zoo. What, do you sit in the car for 4 hours?
But there is no kid. Okay, if he wanted to take...
Well, if he wants to go to the zoo, would you go with him?
No. I don't think he'd want to go to the zoo.
Scratch that off the list of places you guys can hang. The zoo.
It's disgusting. It's really a sad place. And how many elephants have they killed there? You know that. I mean, do you remember when I came here?
I'm a season pass holder to that zoo.
I came here years ago with Corey Feldman?
Oh, yeah, with that animal, that pachyderm they're trying to save. Casey or something.
They killed it. It died.
It died in the zoo?
It died. That elephant we're trying to save, after everybody's saying this is not a good place for it. All these elephants, they need to walk a certain amount of miles a day to keep the circulation to their legs.
Right.
And the elephants that should live, 50, 60, 70 years are dying. Dying at 20-30, and this after we came here and tried to stop these animals and transfer them out, she died a few months later.
That's too bad.
It's too bad.
I'm sure they'll get I'm sure they have the best care in the world for these animals at the zoo.
They don't.
It's in their interest to keep them alive.
It is, but they don't do it the right way. And I think the people do love the animals, but when you're when you're being confined to very small spaces with these large animals that need to walk constantly, and they can't, they're having these, and I don't know the name of the foot disease that they're getting without the circulation. It's so painful that they start to lay down, and when they lay down, they die.
It's over. So
it's happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
have a feeling that every single person who works at the zoo loves animals.
I don't doubt that.
That's why they're there.
You know what? I don't doubt that. It's just there's certain animals that can't, like the wild animal park where they can roam around. Fantastic. I can go there.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe you and the composer can go down there. Abby and Azusa, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you? Abby.
Hello? Abby, got to turn down your radio.
Hello?
Yeah, you got to. Can you turn your radio down and your voice up?
Sure.
Caller, please turn your radio down.
Hello?
Mahalo.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? This is Bobby?
Hello?
Hello?
Caller?
Okay. Yes?
Yep.
This
Hello,
is Bob.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Can I please have your first name only and your birth date, please?
There she goes. Oh, I love Cleo. All right. Albert and San Pedro, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hi, buddy. How's everything?
All right. Everything's great, man.
Buddy, I mean, you've been at Kathleen Island? I never been there.
I was there for about 10 minutes.
You was what?
I was there for about 10 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
I didn't like it.
Have you been at the Have you been at the Korean Bell in San Pedro?
What is it?
Korean Bell.
Korean Bell?
Yes, sir.
No.
Palos Verdes.
Oh, Korean Bell. That's the
Fort MacArthur Park.
Yeah, the Korean War Monument.
Right, that area is.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there. Yes.
Oh, that's the gorgeous place, my friend. I haven't. Okay.
Yeah, it's not that great at night, though.
Oh, it's cold up there. But they have a panoramics. You can see their Kathleen Islands. You can see the Malibu.
Yeah, you know it, dude.
Yes,
hey, if you want to go, if we give you passes to the LA Zoo, will you take Carrie Kasem?
What day is that?
It's okay.
She'll never go. All right, Albert, you're a big stud, dude, and you got a big Johnson, man.
That's it. Thank you, buddy.
All right, there he goes. Two things that guys like.
What would that be?
When you call a guy a stud and you got a big Johnson.
Oh, I thought you were saying like taking me to the zoo.
No.
Yeah.
But guys like that, too, I bet. All right, we got to get out of here. Kerry Kasem, always a pleasure to see you,
so
baby.
So much fun.
And we'll continue to mark off places you and your boyfriend can't go. The zoo is one of them.
So we can put up one, the zoo.
How about SeaWorld?
No. No way. No way.
Oh, God, I'm going to knock some sense into you. All right, it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show tomorrow. Arsenio Hall for 3 hours.
Who you go, dog?
And we're live at 97.1 Free FM. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live. We'll do it live.
So come on down to Knott's Berry Farm on July 18th. There you go.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's a great night. It's nice and cool near the ocean down there in Buena Park. You get out of the valley, you slide down there, you enjoy yourself. Take
you
going
to go on any rides?
Yeah, I'll go on some rides. You know, I'll bring Soma and Vicodin in case my back goes out. I'll bring Tums and Imodium in case I get an upset stomach. And I'll enjoy myself. That's the way I go to Knott's. I mean, anywhere. That's the way I go anywhere. It's not just Knott's. I got the dinner. I take everything with me.
Jesus Christ.
A walking medicine kit.